This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Alhamdulillah, we have reached the end of this program. I hope that you have benefited. I hope that you have learned things that will guide you through your journey of da'wah and that will help you to live a life that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to produce da'wah that is full of barakah. Over the past 13 videos, we have looked at 12 principles of da'wah. These are not the only principles. These are the ones that in my mind seem to be most important at this point in time. There may be some that I overlooked. There may be some that didn't cross my mind. And if you do notice something like that, something that you feel should be a principle for the da'i that I forgot to speak about, please reach out to me and let me know so I can update my list and build upon it, inshallah. But based on what we covered in this course, we learned 12 principles of the da'i. And those 12 principles are, number one, sincerity. That everything we do it for Allah and Allah alone, and we expect our reward only from Allah. And we leave the results to Allah. Da'wah is about the pleasure of Allah, nothing else. It's not about getting a high score of converts. It's not about getting a high score in terms of subscribers or views. It is about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that should always be our number one goal. We also learned that da'wah must be done with knowledge. Don't speak from a place of ignorance. Don't talk about things that you don't know. Don't go after fields that you are not an expert in. Make sure you do your research properly. Make sure you understand a topic properly. Make sure you are a student of knowledge for life. All of this is important and necessary for anyone involved in the da'wah. Number three, we learned that the da'i must live a life of excellence. You must be a person of ihsan in your worship, in your character, in your personality, in the type of products that you produce, that there should be excellence in the quality of your work, the quality of your research, the quality of your writing, the quality of your speaking. You should be a person of excellence. We also learned that the da'i must be a person of good character and good manners. That you should conduct yourself with the best of manners. Don't backbite, don't slander, don't mock people. Be exemplary in your manners. Be exemplary in your character. Be a person whose heart is free from jealousy and malice and hatred and animosity and wanting to put others down, but rather have a heart that is full of love and generosity and piety and humility, so that all of that reflects in your actions and it reflects in your da'wah. We also learned that the da'i must balance wisdom with compassion and honesty and courage. These four things go together. That when doing da'wah, you must be honest about what Islam teaches. You must be brave enough to stand by what Islam teaches. But you must also be wise in how you convey the message and compassionate and understanding to the people that you are conveying the message to. You should never compromise on the message. But you should always try to figure out the best choice of words, the best methodology, the best system of delivery for the message. But the message should never be compromised. Always be clear and always be willing to stand by what you say. Understand that there are things in Islam that are controversial to modern people. That's always going to be there, right? There's always going to be something about Islam that is controversial to the modern mind. Why? Because modernity is based on human ideas. It's based on fulfilling one's desires. It's based on doing what you want. And Islam is based on Allah's revelation. It's based on what Allah wants for us. So there will always be a clash. And when there is this clash, it takes courage to speak the truth. And it takes courage to stand by the truth, because people will call you names. People will call the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by vulgar names. People will attack the religion. People will attack you for following the religion. You have to be brave. You have to stand your ground. You have to stand by the teachings of Islam and not try to explain them away or distort them in order to please an audience. Be very careful about this. There are many topics today where people are just, instead of standing their ground on what Islam teaches. They try to explain it away in a way that would make the message more palatable to their audience, and in doing so they end up changing the message itself. So be brave and be honest, but also be understanding, be compassionate. Understand that people are coming from different backgrounds, they have been taught different things, they have different life experiences that have shaped them into who they are, and you need to find that bridge to help them to get from where they are to where Allah wants us to be. And that requires compassion, that requires wisdom. Wisdom means that we know what to say and when to say it and how to say it. And we learn wisdom through experience. We learn wisdom through making mistakes. But we also learn wisdom from listening to our elders and learning from their experiences as well. The next principle is that we work towards personal piety. That we work on our own selves to become more righteous, to become more pious, to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become better Muslims. This is something that should be ongoing for life. Every single one of us must make time to work on becoming more pious, becoming closer to Allah, to purifying our souls. Do not neglect your own soul in the pursuit of da'wah. You must make time for both. If you neglect your own soul, you will find yourself becoming two-faced. You'll find yourself becoming someone who preaches Islam but practices something else. No, you must focus on personal piety along with your da'wah. And then finally we learned that da'wah cannot be done in a vacuum. You can't do this on your own. You need the help of others. You need to work with others. So we learned three principles related to working with others. Number one, surround yourself with righteous company. Spend time in the company of the righteous. Make sure you have righteous teachers, righteous mentors, righteous friends. And we also mentioned and highlighted the importance of having a righteous spouse. Ensure that you are married to someone who is all about the da'wah and not someone who is all about the dunya. And then we spoke about the importance of accountability, that you are open to nasiha, you are open to correction and advice from your elders and your friends and your family, but you are also willing to give advice sincerely to them as well, and the advice works both ways, and this helps us all to grow and to learn and to be accountable for our actions. And then finally we learned the importance of the ta'awun, of working together, that this da'wah requires a team effort. Don't go at it alone. When you work together, you can accomplish more. When you work together, you can make up for each other's weaknesses. When you work together, you can reach more people. So don't go at it alone. Do the da'wah together. These are the 12 principles that I believe will help us to live the lives of true honor, honorable du'at. That we can become the kinds of people whose very lifestyle and practice of Islam and character and manners are da'wah in of themselves. And that they also, not only are they da'wah in of themselves, but they supercharge our da'wah. So when we present the message of Islam, we do it in the best of manners, the most honest of manners, the most wisest of manners, the most compassionate of manners, that we do this da'wah in the best way possible, and we leave the results to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to conclude with three pieces of advice for each and every one of us, including myself. Number one is to learn from your mistakes. Understand that you are going to make mistakes. We are human. We are designed to make mistakes. That is the human, that is the human experience, that we are designed to make mistakes. Shaitan will come to you and tell you that you are a hypocrite, you need to stop doing da'wah. Shaitan will come to you and say, oh, you committed that sin, you should stop doing da'wah. Oh, you slipped up and said the wrong thing, you should stop doing da'wah. This is what Shaitan wants you to do. Shaitan wants you to give up on your da'wah. Shaitan wants you to stop doing da'wah. Shaitan wants you to stop having a positive influence on others. So he will use your mistakes against you. Don't allow Shaitan to win. If you are able to benefit this ummah, keep doing so. If you mess up, learn from your mistakes. If you mess up spiritually by falling into a sin, make tawbah, ask Allah for forgiveness, and keep trying harder, keep trying to be better. At the end of the day, none of us leave this world sinless, but we can leave this world as repenters. And every son of Adam makes mistakes, but the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent. So do not allow your past errors to stop you from living a life that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from repenting and trying harder. Advice number two is to remember that in da'wah, your results are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no control over the results. There are some prophets of Allah who nobody followed them. There are some prophets of Allah that have only one or two followers. You don't know if your da'wah is going to produce any worldly results or not. Neither do I. We don't know if what we say and what we do will have any impact in this dunya or not. That's out of our control. Our job is to convey the message. Our job is to teach the truth. Our job is to ensure that the message of Islam reaches as many people as possible in the best manner possible. And whether they accept it or not is between them and Allah. So it may be that you go by for years, for decades doing da'wah without a single shahada. It may be that you spend decades dedicated to a community and nobody takes you seriously. This is Qadarullah. This is beyond your control. You will be rewarded by Allah regardless. So do not become attached to results. When you are attached to results, then you will give up easily. But rather understand that our job is to convey the message. The results are in the hands of Allah. So we do our part, we do the work, whether it's producing a video or writing a book or delivering a lecture or talking to someone or teaching a halaqa, whatever it is, we do our part, we do our job, we convey the message in the best way possible, we leave the results to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, that is something beyond our control. That is Qadarullah. That is outside of your control. So do not become hung up on results. Do not become despondent about results. Do not become attached to results. Because at the end of the day, Allah is the one who provides. Allah is the one who decides which da'wah is going to lead to millions of people converting to Islam, and which da'wah is going to lead to one or two people accepting the message, and which da'wah is going to lead to nothing in this world but Jannah in the Akhirah. The end of the day, our job is just to convey the message. The results are with Allah. And my final message to conclude is to remind yourself about these principles often. You will find yourself tested in life. Your courage will be tested. Your honesty will be tested. Your compassion will be tested. Your character will be tested. Your wisdom will be tested. Your willingness to work with others will be tested. Life is a test. You will face tests in all 12 of these areas. Especially with your intentions, you will be tested over and over and over again. The struggle against bad intentions goes on for life. So understand that you will be tested in all of these areas. So don't ever become complacent. Don't ever become such that you think to yourself, I got this, I'm pious, I'm good, I don't need to think about this or worry about this or focus on this anymore. No. Remind yourself about these things all the time. Whenever you are tested, remind yourself about your principle and stand firm upon it. When you are put into a situation where you have to choose between being honest and brave for the sake of Allah or lying so that you can get the easy way out, stand by your principles and be honest and brave for the sake of Allah. And if you find yourself slipping, read through this chapter, rewatch his videos, do some kind of a reminder, read Quran, read Hadith, give yourself a reminder, read the Seerah, so that you can feel re-energized to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to stand by the right thing. We will be tested. We'll make mistakes, we will be tested, and our commitment to these principles is something that we are going to be tested over many times in our life. There will be times where our intentions may slip. There may be times where we'll be asked about things we have no knowledge about. There may be times where we want to be lazy and take the easy way out and not work with Ihsan. There will be times where our character may slip, our manners may fail. There will be times where we may not be very wise, where we may fail to be compassionate, where our honesty and courage may fail, where our piety may slip and we may go through a low stage of Iman, or where we just don't want to be around others or work with others anymore, or where people may betray us. Whatever it is, understand that this is part of life, this is the test of life. The part, the role we are supposed to play in the test of life is to be committed, to our principles through every trial. So on the day of judgment, when Allah asks us about how we lived our lives, we have proof that we tried our best to live a life of sincerity, a life of taqwa, a life of akhlaq wa adab, a life of honesty, a life of courage, that we're able to show this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and that would work in our favor regardless of what happens in this dunya. We ask Allah to accept our efforts. We ask Allah to allow this project, this book, and this video series to reach who it needs to reach, to benefit the hearts of humanity, and to be a source of change for the people in the da'wah. And we ask Allah to allow us and to help us to stay committed to the principles of our deen, and to do our da'wah in the best way possible, and to be role models for others in this field. Thank you all for your time and your attention, and we ask Allah to accept our efforts. Please make dua for me, and please try your best to live by these principles. Reach out if you have any questions, and let's work together for the sake of Allah to do more, to do better, to be better. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.